Hey Mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. As I was planning the end of the year and planning episodes and what we wanted to talk about, what I wanted to close out the year on, I was trying to be very intentional in what things I wanted to talk with you about. And I know that you, the listener, are often asking for a lot of practical daily life stuff, like how do we apply this? And so I thought that today I would walk you through one of my favorite end of the year rhythms that we do every single year that I do with the kids. It's really become something that's a lot of fun and something that I really look forward to. And that is a toy declutter. Every year we do a big toy declutter in December, usually late November, early December, gearing up for Christmas. It's a really awesome way to just clear everything out. I know that for me, sometimes I love Christmas decorations, but sometimes it can make my headspace feel a little bit crowded. And so doing a toy declutter not only helps get ready for Christmas and the new things that they're gonna inevitably get, but it also kind of helps to just clear out the things that, yeah, that's a great toy, but we don't really play with it, or that's a great activity or great game, but we don't really play with it, onto bigger and better things. So we love a toy declutter. And I have always included my kids from the time that Miles was old enough to participate. My oldest, he's 4 and a half now, they've always participated to some degree. And I really think that it has given them so much self-awareness when it comes to their toys and the things that they really do enjoy and the things that they just don't really care for. And now that, like I said, Miles, my oldest, is 4 and a half, it's not hard for him. He knows what we do. He knows how to do it. Not very often are there like big emotional fallouts from a toy declutter. It's really easy for him to say, yeah, you know, I don't really play with that. We can donate it. And he just doesn't form strong attachments to his toys and his things, which I personally prefer. So today I just kind of wanted to give you a deep dive into how we do it, why we do it, how to include your kids, and just give you some tips. If you've never involved your kids in a toy declutter, if you've always done it like Grinch style in the middle of the night, you just come in and bag all the toys up and they wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, things are gone. If you've always done it that way and you've never involved your kids, I encourage you to listen to this with an open mind and take the tips and use them, because this is really step by step what I've done to help the toy declutter stay a fun thing that we look forward to every year. So let's get into it. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that my skincare routine is so sacred to me. As a busy mama, it's hard to find time to take care of myself, but doing my skincare routine at the end of the day is something I look forward to every single day. It's like a little pocket of joy in my day, and we are all about finding those little pockets of joy here at Joy Filled. And that is why I have loved and used Primally Pure for years. Primally Pure's clean, non-toxic skincare is safe, effective, and has me feeling like I just came out of the spa every single night. Plus, my skin has never looked better. Primally Pure's variety of skincare collections makes it so simple to ensure you are using products that are targeted to your specific needs. Treat yourself to some new skincare and create another pocket of joy in your day with Primally Pure. Head to the link in the episode description and use code JENNA10 to save. So first, before we talk about the how or the what, I want to talk about why we do an end of the year declutter. And because it's more than just getting rid of toys for me, there's a lot to it. So number one, I do it to instill generosity in them and really limit attachment to stuff and to material things. I want my kids to be really comfortable with giving. I want it to be second nature to them. When they don't use something, when they don't need something, when they see that somebody else needs something, I want giving to be second nature to them. And my husband and I both, I say I, but it's we. We want giving to be second nature to them, which is why we do a toy declutter. And it's not like a toy declutter is the thing that's going to instill generosity, but it's one thing. It's one of many things that will just make that second nature for them. And so we always donate our toys and so our extra stuff. And so they're very familiar with that. And I just explained to them, which I'll talk a little bit more about this later, but we just explain it like we don't play with these toys. We don't use these toys and we're going to give them to other kids that need them more than us. And we want other kids to be able to have awesome toys too. And we've played with these, but now we're done with them. So we're going to give them to other kids that want to play with them too. And they actually really love that. And I have found that my kids will, like, even about, there was something a couple weeks ago even that Miles was doing something and he goes, I think I need to give this to another boy that wants it. And I was like, well, buddy, that's a brand new toy. Like, it, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I think we can donate it to another boy. And he's been a part of this. This is so second nature to him that he's just like, yeah, I'm good. I can give it away. I never want my kids to be so attached to things that it's a meltdown to give something. So number one, of course, to instill generosity in them. Another reason, of course, is to make room for new stuff. We personally, in our house, we have limited space and I don't want toys to take over our house. I don't want to feel like we're drowning and I can't ever keep anything clean. So we every year make room for the new stuff and make room for the fresh stuff that's coming in. So very just practically, it's just a good idea to get in a rhythm of doing it at least once a year, if not more. We do it at least once a year. Sometimes I also do a toy declutter in the spring because as we grow our family and as the kids grow, they just cycle through different things pretty quickly. So the next reason why we do an end of year declutter is to keep our toy collection meaningful and intentional. I am very much, I prefer open-ended toys that are going to last years and years and years rather than things that will only last them a few months. But if you listen to last week's episode and we talked about Christmas and gifts and navigating gifts with family, sometimes they get things that are those toys that only last a few months. And that's okay. I'm not throwing a fit about that. Like, I am so grateful that we have family that love our kids and want to get them toys that are cool. Like, that's all I have to say about that. So with that being said, though, sometimes there are toys that we've gotten that they played with for a few months and then it's just like, yeah, this isn't really being used, because I know that my kids gravitate towards those open-ended toys that have a lot of different uses and a lot of different avenues of play. So things like farm animals and dinosaur figurines, and like we have a wooden barn that Miles got for his first birthday and it's still being used every single day by all three kids. Like things like blocks and magnetiles, those open-ended things that just have so many different uses, those are the things we never get rid of. When I say toy declutter, I'm more talking about the smaller things that come in through birthdays and Christmas that are just kind of like, yeah, that was fun for a few months, but we're really not using that. So it's going to move on to the next house. I really don't just keep toys because somebody gave it to us. I don't feel that obligation, and you shouldn't either. And I don't like to keep things in our house very long if I see it not being played with. daily or weekly. So we like to keep our toy collection very meaningful and intentional, which is why we do an end of the year declutter. And then the last thing, which I already kind of touched on, I just want to avoid emotional fallout from like getting rid of toys or giving toys away without including the kids, which is why I include the kids in the end of year declutter. Because like I said in the beginning of this, I want to instill generosity in them and I want giving to be second nature. And we don't need any emotional meltdowns from having to give away our toys. So that's why we do it. That's why I do it with them. And now let's get into the what, the how, the tactical. How do we do this? You tell me it's a good idea to involve my kids in the declutter, but I don't think it is. And you don't know my kids. I know these thoughts are going through your head right now. So let's get into it. Let's just walk through it. I'm going to tell you how I do it, how I involve my kids, how I've done it from the very beginning. Don't you worry. So here's a few tips for getting the kids involved. Number one, before you ever pick up a toy or try to start making piles, be sure that you have explained everything thoroughly to them. If your kids have never helped with a toy declutter, it's going to be hard for them to get on board at first, especially if they're older. So make sure that you've done a good job of explaining so that there's no surprises for them. That's the hardest thing for kids with stuff like this is they feel like the rug's being ripped out from underneath them and they're just like, wait, what? We're doing what? And it's surprising and it's overwhelming and that causes the big feelings and the big emotions and the fallout and the meltdown and all of that. So make sure you walk them through it over and over again and really explain, be as detailed as possible, explain everything you're doing, over explain. Like it's gonna feel redundant. It's gonna feel like you're repeating yourself because you are, but just make sure that they really, really know and really, really understand what you're doing, that we are giving away toys, we're donating toys. Like I do this as we're making our piles. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. You want to donate that? Okay, yeah. Another boy is going to love that. Another little girl's going to love that toy. So we're just reiterating over and over again that, yeah, we're choosing to donate this, which means it's not going to be in our house anymore, which means it's going to go somewhere else and it's not going to be ours and we're going to say goodbye to it. And that's a good thing. And we're happy about it. If you don't attach emotion to the toys, they'll follow your lead. So don't, if you don't make it a big deal, if you keep it happy and light and exciting and fun, and this is a good thing, they're going to follow your energy. But just be sure to explain everything thoroughly. So I use, here's a script if you want it. So I'll say, okay, like if it was my first time doing this with my kids who are 4, 3, and the 1-year-old doesn't really know what's going on. He's just along for the party. But I would say something like, today we're doing something new. And it's going to be so fun. We are going to sort through all our toys. We're going to take them all out, which is going to be so crazy. The room's going to be so full of toys. We're going to bring them all out. And then we're going to decide which ones we don't play with anymore. And we're going to put them in a pile. And we'll donate them. We'll give them away to other boys and girls so that they can have a chance to play with them too. And Christmas is coming up and we need to make room for new toys in our house. So that's kind of the script that I would do if I was explaining it to my kids for the first time. But we've done this enough with them that they know when I say it's declutter day, it's donation day, like they know what we're doing. So I don't really have to explain it very much for them. But if you're brand new, if you've never done this before, if you've never involved your kids before, the first thing that you need to do to have a successful and happy experience is make sure that you're explaining everything as thoroughly as you can be. Like more thorough than you think you need to be that. Number two, make it a game. We play keep or donate. And what we do is we take all the toys out of our toy closet. We have a little toy closet off our living room. And so it's really easy to just pull all the toys out. And then one by one, I just pull it up in the air and I say, keep or donate. And they yell out, keep, donate. And I make piles either way. And also the declutter for me, it's a really great, this is just added bonus, but for me, it's a really great opportunity to reorganize their toys. So, because I get them all out of the closet and then usually I put them back like in a different, neater way, and it just freshens it up for the last bit of the year and going into the new year so that there's space for the new stuff. So, anyways, not only is it a declutter, it's also a reorganization for me, which always makes me happy and makes me feel calm and centered. So anyways, back to keep or donate. This is the game we play. The kids know it, but basically it is what it sounds like. We put all the toys out. One by one, we ask, do you keep or donate? And usually, for the most part, I honor their response and I don't try to sway either way. If I sense that they are just saying keep for everything, and I know that there are things that they haven't touched in 6 months, then sometimes, you know, I'll say, are you sure? When's the last time you played with this? Do you think maybe another kid would play with it more than you? And then they'll like, oh yeah, okay, donate. So that's kind of how we do that. And we make it a game, we make it fun. Usually I take turns like with the kids doing keep or donate, and they like to help me. They like to pile up the stuff. They get really, at first it was hard, you know, the first couple times we did it, it was hard, and I really had to like incentivize it, which I'll talk about that next. But now they actually get so excited to do it, and they get so excited to donate, and they don't even ask for any incentive or any reward or anything. They're just really excited to donate and drop off the donations and give their toys away. So I promise it might be a process, but it's so worth it when you see your kids get so excited to give their stuff away. So make it a game. It makes it more fun, makes it so much fun rather than just having to like drudge through all this stuff. Make it a fun game. Keep the energy up. I usually turn on music. Just make it a really fun environment. And then the next tip I have for you is reward their generosity. So yes, we should give without needing a reward. But let's be real, kids, they want to know what's in it for them. Like with everything in life, they want to know what's in it for them. And so praise them so much with your words. Praise their generosity and praise them for being, you know, so willing to give, and you're so generous. You're so awesome for giving away your toys. You are just the best. And then if you want, make it fun and take them to get a treat after you drop off your donations. We usually do cake pops. So we'll go through the Starbucks drive-thru and get cake pops, and then we'll go do our donations. And it's a whole lot of fun and the kids love it. And we definitely did that the first time. We had to do cake pops because it was like, they were sad about dropping off their toys, but then the cake pops changed the mood. But now, like I said before, they don't even always ask for the treat or the reward. So they're definitely learning to just be generous, because it's good to be generous. So in the beginning, reward their generosity. Rewarding them for doing something good is so important, because we want that positive experience attached to something that could be a little hard for them. I know every kid is different, and for some kids, getting rid of things, even if it's things that you know that they haven't touched in forever, getting rid of things can be hard. So some kids have a lot more sentiment attached to their toys, and so having that positive experience and that positive reward attached to this will help them see it as a positive thing. So definitely I would encourage you to reward their generosity in some way. And then my last tip for you, if you're getting your kids involved, and this might be the most important tip, is remember that you don't have to do all of it with them. Like, I do not do all the nitty, like tiny little things with them. I just do a big overview of toys that I really, I mean, they play with sometimes, they don't always play with, and so I'm really not sure about it, and because I want to include them and I want them to be a part of it, I do like the broad overview with them. But then usually that same day, like after they go to bed, I'll finish and I'll bag up things that I know that they don't play with, or truthfully things that they play with but I don't want in our house anymore. Like, I'm not ashamed to say that I get rid of things that I'm just like, I'm tired of this toy, I'm fed up with this thing, I don't want it in our house. And so I will do that when they're not around, because sometimes you just need to finish and it's easier without all of the big emotions. And sometimes there's things that you need to get rid of or that you want to get rid of that there might be a protest about. And so some might say you shouldn't get rid of toys that the kids will protest even if you hate them. But I'm like, your sanity as a mom is the most important thing. So I say do what you got to do. So that's it. That's our walkthrough, step by step, how we do our toy declutter, why we do a toy declutter, and how it has benefited us. Like I said, our kids really, I can see firsthand how giving is becoming a second nature thing for them. And that is just, it's so cool to watch. And I know that it's not only this that has created that habit in them, but it's the little things. It's all the little things that add up. And so that's why I try to be intentional with things like this. Like, anytime I can include the kids in anything that will instill a value in them or just help them be a good person, be a good human, even if it's gonna have, even if I'm gonna have to maybe take the long way, even if it's gonna take me longer to include them, I try to include them, and I would encourage you to do it that as well. Like, I know that including your kids in decluttering the toys and reorganizing the toys is gonna take way longer. It's a job that could be done in an hour or two, and it'll take all day. I know. And I know you're like, why would you tell me to do this? This is a waste of time. But I would tell you it's not a waste of time. Because anytime you can include your kids in something that will instill a value in them, a godly value in them, it's worth taking the scenic route. You know, it's worth taking the long way. Because these little things that feel like nothing, that feel like, how could this be of eternal value? Those are the big things, actually. I hope this helps you. I hope this encourages you. Whether you already do a toy declutter or you're gonna start doing a toy declutter, I hope that this gives you just some eternal perspective, because that's what we like to do here. We like to see the eternal perspective and the eternal value on the things that we're doing. And something as mundane and simple as decluttering the toys can have eternal value if we take the time to see it and if we take the time to make it meaningful and be intentional with it and instill that value of generosity and of giving in our kids. Hope this helps you. And I am sending you all of the good toy declutter vibes as you clear out your toy space and gear up for Christmas and the end of the year. And I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you so much for my sister listening today. God, I pray that you would just cover her and bless her as she prepares her family for Christmas and all the things, if she's listening when the podcast episode comes out. And I pray that you would just, no matter what season it is when she's listening, God, I pray that you would bless her. God, I pray joy would fill her home and peace would fill her heart in Jesus' name. God, that she would see the eternal value in the things that she's doing. God, that she would see that nothing is wasted, that nothing she's doing in this season is a waste. Nothing is a waste of time when she's doing it with a heart fixed on you. God, I pray that we would fix our hearts on you. I pray that she would everything that she does, she would do it as unto you, Lord, because we know that you bless our work and you are with us in the mess, and we thank you for that. God, I pray for her. I pray that you would just bless her and bless her family and bless her home in Jesus' name. Amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.